This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday morning to you. This is Money in Motion with Class Financial right here on 1310 WIBA. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, love to hear from you this morning. Love to talk with you. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give us a call. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Join this morning by CJ Clausen, Malia Cuevas of Claus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great.
CJ, Malia, how are you?
Great. Happy New Year again. We're still looking like we're in winter outside.
Yeah, it's been so weird these past few days. Yeah, I got the snow and then the fog and then the frost.
It's called Narnia.
Yeah, it does have that. It does have that feel and look. That is for sure, Malia. And of course, if you've got a question for Malia and CJ, we'd love to get you on the air. Love to answer it. Love to help you out. Just pick up the phone, give us a call here at the station. Again, our telephone number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Claus Financial on their website. It is excellent. You can learn more about their different departments and different areas they can help you out, whether you're an employee or an employer. Also, they've got a great opportunity there as well to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. That website, ClausFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary. One of the things that goes on each and every week on the program is the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. The folks from Claus Financial have provided another fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for Ace Hardware. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Just a little tip, though. Listen closely. Typically, both the question and answer to the Claus Quiz Question of the Week come up during the program. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation about the importance of saving, let's take a look back at last week's Claus Quiz Question of the Week. Get the question and the answer as well.
Yeah, so we had a lot of listeners last week, and one of our favorite topics on the show is, of course, Social Security, because people are pretty interested in knowing when they can start collecting that benefit and how much that benefit's going to be. So the question revolved around that last week was, what website will allow me to review my Social Security benefits? So I think Sean, at this point, has it tattooed onto his arm. He knows this website, www.ssa.gov. Congratulations to our winner last week. He was one of many people who called, but had the correct answer. So congratulations. Listen carefully this week.
That is awesome to hear. Yeah, I remember many years ago, you guys had, we talked about Social Security and mentioned that website, and I got all signed up. And I'll tell you, it's a fascinating website. So definitely a great resource and a great opportunity there. SSA.gov. Don't forget about Claus Financial's website, ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. As mentioned, we are going to be talking about not only spending less, but saving more. I assume, of course, we do these things so we can retire someday, correct?
Yeah, that would be the idea, we hope. Yeah, so obviously looking at how much you spend and looking at creative ways to consider spending less money in the new year just allows you to put away more money for the future and is good advice to follow. So if you're thinking of retiring sooner, then these ideas can get you to your goal sooner, of course. So let's begin by having some fun with trivia this morning. So Sean, question for you. How much do you think a dollar bill weighs?
A tenth of a gram.
1 gram. A dollar bill weighs 1 gram.
1 whole gram?
1 gram.
All right.
Yeah, so, of course, how many bills equal a pound? And the answer is 454 bills. So 454 grams equals a pound. So there you go. 454 $1 bills equals a gram.
Yeah, by the way, then, of course, I got to interrupt real quick.
No, 454. Get that. Gram. Just repeat that. 454 bills.
Yes, 454 bills. Did I say that wrong? 454 bills equals a pound. There we go.
And real quick before we get rolling, yes, Malia gives me notes so I don't look goofy. And as you can clearly see, I look goofy. Malia can only do so much. Yes. Sorry to interrupt. Continue on, CJ.
She can only help us so much, Sean, before we misread our notes.
Oh,
So kind of one final fun fact as it relates to this. So like 1 million in singles and single dollar bills, how much would that weigh? And the answer is it adds up to over 1 ton.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty crazy. So I don't know why this stuff matters, but it's fun trivia for you. Oh, yeah. So some areas for you to consider as we talked about spending less in the new year. So some things to consider here. First one, bring your lunch to work. That's, of course, if you're still going into the office. Average Americans spend around $3,000 per year on lunches. So simple tip, bring in your lunch and it could save you quite a bit of money per year. Tip number two, consider making your own coffee at home versus visiting your local barista. Malia
CJ
looked up
doesn't
this.
Like that one.
Well, I don't, but this is fascinating because I see it as like an epidemic because the people that I see going to Starbucks are like somewhere between 16 and 25. It's like all these young kids going to Starbucks. I'm just dumbfounded by it. And so according to an Amerisleep survey, people over 65 spend very little at coffee shops. As a matter of fact, they spend about $7 a year. Whereas coffee drinkers aged 25 to 34 on average, on the other hand, spend an average of $2,000 per year on coffee shops. And so it's just fascinating because it fits in with what I see over at Starbucks, which is all these super young people. And like, I'll be frank with you all, I get a coffee there. I get the cheapest thing you can possibly buy and it's still $2.65, which I know 65-year-olds right now are going, what are you thinking buying a coffee that expensive? And yet it's the cheapest thing on the menu. The average thing that I see people getting there is, you know, $5 to $7 every single day. So Malia knows in our industry, there used to be this thing about like, well, if you stopped buying a Coke, you know, because the past generations, we used to buy Cokes every day. Not only will it make you healthier, but it'll make you wealthier. And we do this math to figure out a dollar a day and how much it would add up to. Well, Malia, what do you think about $7 a day? What would $7 a day? I mean, the amount of wealth you could build by just cutting out Starbucks and putting that into an investment account would be astronomical. Mm-hmm. Anyway, done with that little rant. But another tip would be buy a water filter. Average person in the U.S. spends about $100 per year on bottled water. Next tip would be use a programmable thermostat. I did this recently. Bought I think it's called an Echo Bee. And effectively, it's just kind of Wi-Fi controlled smart thermostat that regulates when we're in the house and then allows the temperature to drop down in the winter a little bit more when we're not in the house. So a smart way to just kind of control energy consumption. Fifth tip would be to switch to a more affordable cell phone plan. Again, that's kind of fascinating. I did this recently. Switch from our own plan, our own family plan, which was really expensive, and then got on a friends and family plan, which, believe it or not, saved about $80 a month. Mm-hmm. So small tips, but can be meaningful ways to cut down on your overall spending as you head into the new year.
That's really important stuff. Yeah, those little things, and as you are pointing out, really do make a significant difference, and they can really start to add up really, really quick. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. They'd love to help you out this morning, love to answer your question. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give us a call, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Another way to save yourself some money, and give us a call toll-free, 877-235-1310. That's 877-235-1310. Get on the air with Malia and CJ. Don't forget as well, Kloss Financial, they have got a fantastic website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource, again, with a lot of great information about Kloss Financial. And of course, the opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You get an email once a week with a snapshot to the most recent podcast, as well as what's going on in the markets. It's a really good resource. Again, add on over to klossfinancial.com. Of course, don't forget as well that first appointment at Kloss Financial, it is complimentary. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We're going to continue our conversation with CJ, Malia, and you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss or Malia Cuevas, we'd love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. 7. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment. That gets to know you conversation with Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637. One thing too, CJ, you mentioned you got the Ecobee, and I got to ask you, have you gotten your text when somebody touches the thermostat? Which
I've gotten all kinds of interesting texts. Yes. I even got one. Well, it was an email actually. It was it's time to service your furnace.
Yeah.
They give me all these like really helpful alerts and notices that my, you know, non-Wi-Fi thermostat didn't used to give me before.
So. It's cool. I will shoot my wife a text and say, keep your hands off the thermostat. Her and my son are schooling and doing work from home. So, yes, it's also
a That's
fun
a little way. Creepy, Sean.
It is.
Although, by the way, I do the same thing with credit cards. I have whenever something pops Believe up on a credit card, yes. I go, Blair, what are you doing?
Yes. Oh, we've got important things. We've got a great conversation today, by the way. We're talking about some things a little bit different. But ultimately add up to something big, which is ways to save money as we look to the new year, things you can consider and considerations to make to help yourself and do yourself a favor in some of these areas. So let's talk then about, as we're talking about areas to reduce spending, what are some of the other things we can do to kind of reduce that spending burden?
Yeah. So, you know, when we go to write our topics for the show, we're sitting around thinking about ourselves and our clients and you know, common areas we see where there's probably over expenditures and so forth. So it's not like we just create these things from nothing. So I'm definitely guilty of this as I say this out loud. We need to review all of our expenses. And I mean all of our expenses on a monthly basis. So this is timely for January to really pull out. And so again, I'm guilty. I haven't done all this yet. I plan to, but look at every single expense that goes out of your house, whether it be your insurance. And we're going to talk about some of that. You know, having your, for example, your insurance, evaluating your car and home insurance bills. And we agree, insurance is a necessary expense, but you may be paying for coverage that doesn't make good financial sense. So you probably need to get it requoted every 2 to 3 years to make sure it's still competitive. And again, I hate even discussing this because I haven't done this yet because it's a painful exercise. First of all, to see how much insurance you're paying and then to say, okay, I'm going to get it requoted, which to be quite honest is a hassle. But you could find out you could save anywhere from $200 to $1,000 a year, which could be something that you want to consider at least going through the exercise of that. Consider canceling your gym membership. And listen carefully. I'm not saying stop exercising. We need you to exercise. It's better for you, for your family, that you stay active. But if you're able to use your gym membership and you actually go and use it, that's totally great. But if you have it and you never use it, and honestly, you prefer to be outside to get your exercise, or you can do it from your home gym, look at seriously removing that monthly expense, which is generally going to be $50 or more per month. So while these expenses sound small, even on a monthly level, my goodness, they can really, really add up. And if you smoke, no offense to smokers out there, but you really should consider quitting, which is easier said than done. But we still know that tobacco kills over half million people per year. And then if we look at the expense standpoint of that, you might be spending over $7 per pack for cigarettes in Wisconsin, which accounts to over $200 a month. In other parts of our country, it's over $450 per month. So that is a serious expense and one you might want to consider removing. Look at your cable bill and other various online subscriptions. So the average monthly cable bill is close to $200 a month. So if you add in online subscriptions and so forth, again, you just want to make sure you're getting value. I remind my family all the time, I'm like, I don't care if you turn on the lights in the house, if you're in that room. But what you're not in that room, you know, the room doesn't care about having it lit. So we want to spend money where we're seeing value. So if you're going to the gym, keep the gym membership. If you're watching TV all day, then cable may make sense. Just make sure you're getting the best deal. And finally, think before you make that big purchase. So when you spend big dollars, you really want the purchase to be regret-free. We call it buyer's remorse, right? Mm-hmm. Ask yourself the following questions. Can you afford it? And what else could you do or spend that money on? And truly, I ask myself this all the time. Is it a need? Is it truly a need? The Starbucks every single day is probably not really a need. Or is it simply a want? So just lining up the needs versus the wants for yourself or for your family. Am I simply adding to other debt? And do I like the feeling of debt? So oftentimes on this show, we discuss Dave Ramsey and his principles. The feeling of debt is not a positive one. So really think about that before you pull the plug. Call your financial planner that you work with, your financial advisor, before you make a big, big expenditure and talk it out, talk it through before you actually sign the deal.
Really good advice and really good perspective on that. And I know we talked and it came up a while ago, too, about we mentioned some of the online subscription stuff. A lot of times folks don't even realize that, you know, it's $9 here, it's $17 mm-hmm. there. And a lot of these things you sign up for, and it's like, oh, I get a free month trial, and then you forget to cancel, and then you just never notice it coming
out. That's what they're
banking on. Exactly. They do quite well with people just sending them money and never even thinking about it. So really good stuff to be considering this time of year. And, of course, getting that budget under control. Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, we'd still love to get you on the air. Got time for you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online. That's klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll wrap up our conversation about saving and, of course, where to put those savings. We'll wrap that conversation up. We'll also head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We will do that next, as well as take your call here at Money in Motion at 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They come to us, of course, from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. So as we've been talking about savings and spending less, where do we go next? Kind of what do we do with those savings? Where should we be directing those funds?
Yeah, before we talk about the savings, I wanted to just follow up on one thing Malia had mentioned there. She was talking about spending and ways to save, considering canceling gym memberships and cable bills and insurance. And I want to speak to both men and women here. I know there's kind of jokes between men's circles and women's circles about who spends more. And so I can't remember the study that was done on this, but there was actually a large study done on finding out in the average American household where there's a man and a woman who spends more. And believe it or not, it actually was slightly favoring men, which I know many men are like, what are you talking about, CJ? That's not true. And it wasn't because men spend as much on average per day. It was that men make large purchases without thinking about it. They're more emotional. And so, by the way, this is, you know, very generic. It may not apply to you and your household, blah, blah, blah. But the point of it is to say it is important, as Malia just mentioned on the last one there, big purchases slow down. Those are the ones that are hard to reverse, like buying a car or taking out a 5-year lease or something like that. You really want to slow down and look at it. And these are the ones where men tend to just emotionally run in, you know, spend $40,000, and then they're screaming at a spouse who's spending $200 on groceries, mm-hmm. right? And so just trying to not let anybody get off the hook here easily. Yes, women also need to slow down and look at their daily spending maybe, but all of us as a family, as a household, as a union, as a unit, as a team, you need to look at the household spending. Don't get pointing fingers at one another and just work together to bring down the overall spend.
Really good.
Okay.
Stuff.
Yeah. Well, with that being said, let's talk about if you do that, which again, as I mentioned, to Malia's point, we don't always do this ourselves. So don't feel too much guilt here, but rather just consider doing it. I actually did it the last month of last year. Spent a lot of time looking at all our bills and making a number of changes. And it did. It freed up $500 to $600 a month in just, you know, kind of lost spending on things we weren't valuing. And so at that point, what should you do with that money? Well, here's some ideas, although of course you need to sit down with your spouse if you have one and think about this. But number one would be attack debt. Malia just talked about it before. Debt does not feel good. Gosh, it puts a cloud over your head. If you can attack that debt and pay down that mortgage, get rid of that credit card bill, the auto loan, whatever it might be, you're going to feel a lot better for it, and it'll help your cash flow even more thereafter. Second idea would be to build up your savings or emergency reserve. Another idea would be, if you've already done that number one and number two, is to increase your retirement account contributions so you have more for the future. And if you're listening to these, by the way, they sound awfully familiar to like Dave Ramsey's, baby steps. And they are, because ultimately we agree with the general principles of attack debt, build up emergency reserves, save for the future.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Real quick, before we get to the Kloss Quiz Question Week, one of the great features of the show is an opportunity not only to call in live, but if you have something that pops into your head during the week and you say, wonder about this, you can always submit your question online at klossfinancial.com, and we'll answer it in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Renee writes the following question. She says, I'm thinking about refinancing my mortgage in 2021. Is it a good idea since mortgage and refinance rates are so low?
Great question, Renee. Thank you for writing in. It has been a little bit of time since we've done one of these, but as Sean said, please jump on our website and submit a question, and maybe you'll hear yours on the air one of these days. But yes, Renee, refinancing your mortgage in 2021. To answer your question directly, is this a good idea? Yes, 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 yes. Now, unfortunately, all of our answers have to come with some sort of disclosure or qualifier on them. And don't get discouraged by that. We're rather just trying to say not every situation is the same, as we all know. But you should certainly explore it, because mortgage and refinance rates are incredibly low right now. You, of course, will want to have your bank run the numbers to see how much you would save. You know, if you're at an old 30-year interest rate between 4 and 5%, here's some of the current rates. Current rates for a 30-year are around 2.9, 2.95%, and current rates on a 15-year fixed rate are at about 2.4%. These are rates unheard of, just simply unheard of, incredible. And then there's some of these old rules of thumb, like if you can save at least 1%, then it's worthwhile. If it's not 1%, it's not worthwhile. Truth be told, just like every rule of thumb, that does not apply at all to every circumstance. I've seen people where it makes complete sense for them to refinance for a savings of 0.4% per year or 0.2% per year. Because if they can refi and not pay much, if anything, closing fees, well, then it's just effectively a rate change. So long and the short of it is, everybody who's listening to us right now, whose rates are higher than those rates I just mentioned, you might want to consider hitting the pause button and talking to your banker or talking to your mortgage broker and kind of saying, hey, let's look at this together to see if it's worthwhile. Now, be cautious, because if you've only got 3 years left to pay off that home, then it doesn't typically make sense to go through the hassle of refinancing and paying for some, even if they're small, closing fees. But again, if your rates are higher, you plan on being in your home for a while, and you have a while until it gets paid off, you should take a look at it. So thanks for the question, Renee.
Really good question, Renee. And you too can be like Renee. You can submit your question online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource as well to learn more about Kloss Financial. The best thing to do, though, is pick up the phone, give them a call. Make an appointment. It's not going to cost you a thing for that initial get-to-know-you conversation. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number now, because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Kloss Financial Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. And, of course, it's your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card to Ace Hardware. All you got to do is be the first call with the correct answer right after the program to the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. Again, if you are the first call with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is that $25 gift card to Ace Hardware. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How many dollar bills are in a pound of money? Is it 250 or 454 bills? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Ace Hardware. And again, don't forget that it's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always fantastic hanging out with you guys. You have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care. Dr. Nicole Hempkes comes your way next with Full Sculpt right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.